My guest, Michaela Hamilton, has had a long, distinguished career in publishing. At a recent writers' conference I attended, hopeful writers were clamoring to get a moment alone with her. Michaela joined Kensington Publishing Corp in October 2001 as editor-in-chief. In the fall of 2005, she was named editor-in-chief of the Citadel Press, which is Kensington's nonfiction imprint specializing in books about popular culture, memoirs, narrative nonfiction, and other general interest trade topics. In addition to managing the department, she acquires and edits commercial fiction and nonfiction for Kensington and Citadel, including hardcover, trade paperbacks, and mass market books. Prior to joining Kensington, she worked for 15 years at the New American Library, where she was promoted to editor-in-chief and associate publisher of Dutton. Her best-selling authors included Dr. Mehmet Oz, Stephen White, and Jeffrey Deaver, a recent guest of mine. Michaela describes herself as a die-hard bookworm with broad-ranging tastes. She hails from Pennsylvania and has a BA in English from Penn and an MBA from NYU. Welcome, Michaela. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be with you.
How did you get started in publishing?
I would have to say that ever since childhood, I did absolutely nothing but read books. I was just such a bookworm from the very beginning. My mom read stories to me, and then I read stories to her, and I just kept reading. So I was an English major as an undergraduate, and the reason I chose the major was that I just wanted to read as many books as I possibly could. When I was a child, I had the lifetime ambition that I would read every book ever written. And I think I've come pretty close, but I've had to back off from that goal and just say that I still love to read just as much as I did at the beginning of my career.
Well, when you started, was it difficult for a woman to get one of the top jobs in the field, and how has that changed?
I would have to say that during my career in publishing, which is almost 40 years now, women have held the top jobs. I would say that women probably had a hard time getting paid on an equal basis with the men who had the jobs. But in publishing, women have traditionally held a lot of power, which is a great thing, and I think that as far as the salaries go, we've probably caught up by now.
Hmm. When you are at a conference like the one in Cape Cod, you are so swamped by, aspiring writers. What advice would you give new writers? How can they make their work stand out?
My advice would be to write for a specific audience. I would say that it's very important to think about the reader of your book and what other books are going to be on that reader's bookshelf or in their e-reader. What movies have they seen recently? Think about the people that you're writing for. And there are certain genres of books that are very receptive to new authors. For instance, romance, thrillers, mysteries. The fans of those genres are always looking for new favorite authors. So if you, for instance, are interested in writing a mystery, I would say read as many mysteries as you can. Try to understand what the readers like about the most successful mystery series. And then try to deliver the same kind of satisfaction to the reader, but give it your own unique and original and fresh voice.
Hmm. Do you suggest for aspiring writers to hire an agent?
Well, I wouldn't say for aspiring writers. You have to have at least one manuscript completely written before an agent will really be interested in you. It is better to have an agent when you're seeking a publisher. However, I think that a writer has to develop a career to a certain level before it really makes sense to pay an agent that commission that's coming out of your writing income.
Hmm. And what about a professional editor?
Yes, I definitely recommend having your work professionally edited. You have to remember that when you submit your book, whether it's to an agent or an editor, those people are swamped with reading, and they will have very little tolerance for any piece of writing that contains typos or sloppy errors. So it is really worthwhile making sure that your work is the best it can possibly be before you ask a professional to look at it.
I have to ask the question, how have ebooks changed your industry?
They have changed the industry in many ways for the better. Unfortunately, to the detriment of printed books, we are seeing print numbers go down at the same time that ebook numbers are going up. To me, the important thing is that people are still reading. I really love books. I love printed books. I love the feel of them and the smell of them and just looking at them. They're so exciting. But I have to admit that I also read a lot on my e-reader. So I think the important thing is that there's a need for storytelling, there's a need for inspiration, there's a need for information, and the format may vary, but what we have to give readers remains the same.
Do you think that self-publishing makes sense for a new writer to kind of help them gain an audience, or talk about self-publishing for a while?
I think self-publishing is very exciting, and I do think that it's a good route for a new writer to go. If you can't get an agent and you can't get a major publisher interested after, I don't know, a year or so, I would say, think about self-publishing. Think about how you would do it yourself. If you later go to a publisher and you have some kind of a track record as a self-published author who sold some copies and generated some publicity and created a bit of a following, then you're more likely to get attention from an agent or an editor later on.
Do reading trends differ in different times? I mean, in turbulent times such as these, do different genres rise to the top?
One thing we've discovered is that romance fans will always want to buy romance books, no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what current affairs are happening. Fans of romance are very, very loyal. And I think that that's also true of other genres of fiction that offer escape and entertainment. I think that when times get rough, we need escape and entertainment more than ever. I think it's, unfortunately, the more serious books and the more serious works of nonfiction that suffer when the economy turns down. But I do think that for books of that nature, the authors are increasingly reaching their readers through blogs and e-shorts and other media.
All right. Well, my listeners know that I'm a former Library of Congress staffer, so I have to ask, what role do you see libraries playing today and into the future?
I love libraries, and I really hope that they're going to maintain their vital role. I know that for me as a book lover, libraries are always very important as a source of new and exciting ideas and new favorite authors, and I spend a lot of time in libraries. I think that libraries have actually done an incredible job of adapting to new technology already, and I understand that there are some plans now for libraries to be able to lend e-books in the future. I think that's one innovation that we'll probably see before too long. And I just hope that the brick-and-mortar libraries can maintain their status as such an important cultural vantage point in many communities.
Okay, here's a delicate question. As an editor, I'm sure this has happened to you when you have a kind of a famous author turn in a book, and it seems pretty cookie cutter, not up to their greatest titles. How do you deal with that? It seems like so many authors or many authors these days are kind of just cranking them out, writing with someone else, having someone else write the book and just add their name to it. What's your opinion of that, and how do you deal with these? How do you deal with that?
As an editor, I want every book to be as good as it possibly can, but the relationship with each author will vary. Some authors are very eager for editing, and some really are not very receptive to it at all. So I think editors just have to do the best they can to help the author. When I started my career, I edited a novel for an author who paid me the highest compliment. He said having his book edited by me was like having someone scratch his back in a place that he couldn't reach. I feel that I can give the authors a perspective that they couldn't possibly have after being immersed in one book for the better part of the year. Of course you would lose perspective. So, as I often say to my authors, honey, I just can't let you go out in public with spinach in your teeth. It's my job to make sure that that book is the most polished and perfect piece of writing it can possibly be.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for the conversation. I've enjoyed it.
Bye.
Okay, bye now.